Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Pop Off with me, Isla Loba.
And me, Lewis Ball.
In today's episode, we'll be getting into the new Barbie film and its elite cast.
Me and Isla explore whether we'd introduce a third into our relationships.
And we give our take on the whole KSI situation.
Plus, we went a whole episode without speaking about the Kardashians.
What the hell? Who are we?
Round of applause, please.
How are you, darling?
I'm all right. I'm tired. I don't know. It's this week's been a lot. I was saying outside that, not even in a procrastinating way, the days just keep disappearing.
Yes.
Like, I'm just like, what? Like, I'm like, oh, I've got ages to do that. I'm like, what the fuck? Where have the last 4 days gone?
No.
Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered to do this. I'm like, oh, I genuinely do have like a week to do this. This is fine. And then I'm like, wait, how has it been a week?
I know. Do you know what? Yeah, there's actually a scientific reason to why we feel like this. As we get older, because we start kind of, like, we're living our lives and we're doing, is everything's like repetitive, so the days go a lot quicker than we, like, you know how, like, I feel like it's nearly summer already and I feel like summer's just gone. Like, it's because, like, when we get older, like, we're repeating ourselves more. Mm-hmm. And it's not as fresh anymore in our brains. It's like, you know when you go somewhere, like, the journey feels long, but when you go back, it's, like, really quick.
Yes, I get that. And I also think it's because the clocks have changed, because I have more daylight now, which makes me think I have more time than I do. Mm. Like, I will be like, how the fuck is it 7 p.m?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Every day I wake up, and especially because I haven't changed the clock in my car, I still need to do that.
Same.
It says like, oh yeah, 11. So I'm like, yeah, I'm early. No, bitch, it's fucking 12. Like, every time I think it's 12, no, it's 1. Every time I think it's 1, it's 2. Like, once it's 2, the day's like the on day's a roll. We're already in 50 miles an hour.
My working day is 10 till 3. After 3, I'm like, nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
Because I'm also like, everyone else is leaving their jobs at 5. So anything that I send over or do anything after 3, it's not going to be seen to the morning anyway.
Which
is a dangerous habit to get into, because then I don't wake up till like 9 anyway. And then it's like, oh crap, all of a sudden it's 11 and I still need to send this off. And I really should just send it in the afternoon so it's there on the desk for the next morning. But I'm just like, oh, it's 3 p.m. No one's like taking work seriously anymore.
Yeah. No,
but that's a mythical issue.
But I mean, like, honestly, the sun has just been just hitting me different. Like, because it's been so cloudy, like, these couple days, I have just been like on cloud 9.
It doesn't do the same for me until it actually gets physically hot.
Really?
If anything, it puts me in a worse mood, because I'm like, fuck yes, it's sunny. Oh my God, summer. And then I go outside and I'm like, why the fuck is it still cold?
Yeah, but don't you
cold?
Like spring though?
Spring is the worst month by million and 10 years. What is the point of spring? It just edges you towards summer.
I know, but you can wear things like what you're wearing now. You can wear that in summer. You can wear that in winter. By the way, he's wearing a t-shirt with a gilet.
Yeah, but I would rather just wear a t-shirt.
Oh, fair enough.
I would rate the months summer, winter, autumn, spring.
Really?
No, wait, I guess. Yeah, no, because Christmas
summer,
is...
Summer, winter...
Christmas isn't winter.
Talk about fucking two... All right, fair enough.
I love Christmas. I miss Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, this is fucking irrelevant. But wait, actually, speaking of Christmas, when the fuck did Easter turn into a holiday? Everyone I know is going home and celebrating and fleeing town of...
I'm like... Oh my God, I've just started singing into my microphone by accident.
I'm like, when did this become a thing that we're all collectively celebrating now?
Honestly, when people get older, they start acting brand new. Yeah, I'm going, like, babes, it's fucking bank holiday weekend.
Right?
Like, let's get fucked up.
I'd message everyone, be like, what are we doing this weekend then? And everyone's like, oh, I'm going home. Oh, babe, I'm going to see my mum. Oh, I've got Sunday roast with my grandma and grandpa. What the... F- to to celebrate the fucking Easter Bunny. Why are we doing this?
None of y'all bitches are fucking religious.
So yeah, and I've now found out that I'm literally not, my parents are on holiday, so there really? Goes my plans of Easter.
Oh, you can come out with us.
Yeah, okay.
Me and my friends. I got you.
But yeah, I didn't realize Easter was a big holiday, but apparently it is. So fuck you all. Jokes. If you celebrate Easter, then good for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I had people my age being like, I'm going on an Easter egg hunt.
Oh my God, I so badly wanted to go on an Easter egg hunt. No.
No.
I'll be real. But it had to be an adult one. Like, I want to find like fun things. Like,
oh my God, that... Is that a thing? An Easter egg hunt and it's like bottles of vodka and like...
Yes, can you imagine? Or like drinks on the way and
that
stuff
is
like
a
that.
Business plan, and if anyone fucking dares take that, I will copyright that yeah. right now.
Me and Lewis together, oh we my... should actually do a pop-off one.
A pop-off Easter egg hunt and it's like bottles of vodka and...
margaritas.
Margaritas. Real cinema is back, people. The Barbie film trailer has finally dropped this week. Margot Robbie was confirmed for the role of Barbie back in July in 2019, and it has finally sort of like come to life. There's been so much like sneak peeks, people snapping pics on the set, people being announced to be joining the cast, but this is the first actual like proper look of the film that we got. It is colorful, it is yeah. bright, it is dreamland, it is Barbie land.
They've got like people from everywhere though.
They
like,
have dug out every like yeah. I want to know where the budget came from for this.
Because... Oh, for real. Like they've got people from all fucking walks of life, like for real.
Mm. They have as so I think the premise of the film, if I've read correctly, is that Barbie, Margot, there's loads of different Barbies mm-hmm. and loads of different Kens, like how in like a, like, you know, the Barbie brand, there's, you can buy different types of Barbies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you can buy a nurse Barbie, you can buy the normal Barbie, you can buy blah, 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 blah. So Margot Robbie's Barbie doesn't fit the Barbie standard. Margot Robbie's Barbie doesn't fit the Barbie standard of Barbie land. So she gets chucked out of Barbie land and has to go back to the real
so
world.
So you're just spoiling it for us.
Basically. This is the synopsis, guys.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even know any of this.
No, but you, that's not a spoiler. Oh, wait. Speaking of cinema, have you watched Right Lane yet?
No.
Oh, my God, Isla.
No, it's not. Oh, okay, it's me because I am an independent person, but it's also my friends. We said that we were going to go watch it on... Actually, do you know what? I'm going to go watch it tonight. Oh, no, I can't. I've got a netball game. I'm a busy gal.
This fucking netball, it's taking my entire life. Are you playing for Team GB or something?
Yeah, babes.
Anyway, sorry, separate point. I'm not even a film person, and this year is looking good for film for me because mm-hmm. I've seen Rye Lane and I'm going to see Barbie. That is two more films than I saw last year.
Yeah, and also we've got Shrek potentially coming out. Shrek 5. Mm,
I saw that. But I'm not a Shrek person, but not like by choice. Like I'm not actively against Shrek.
Yeah.
I just watched it once when I was nine. I've never watched it.
Do you know what?
Yet.
I just feel like there's certain people in life, like for example, like Molly May. I follow her on my Finsta. that is so embarrassing and shameful. I just shouldn't have admitted that. Anyways, she is like someone that like she constantly posts like her watching like Monsters Inc. There's like these certain like adults that still like love a children's movie and still love reliving them. I feel like you have them and then you have us. And then we don't, but I can't lie, when Shrek comes out, I'm going to watch that in cinema. Hopefully it doesn't come out in summer though, because I ain't going to cinema in summer.
Why? Because it's too hot.
It's too hot, man. I'm trying to be outside.
Barbie comes out in July.
Okay. That's an exception. Because I'm so ready for this. Like, once I saw the cast for Barbie and what's her name? Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, I was like, yeah.
They are so well casted.
They are so well casted.
And Amy Schumer almost got the fucking role of Barbie, and thank fuck she didn't, because I can't stand that woman.
Aww.
And
sorry. I just feel like people are mean about her, but I actually don't really remember who she is.
She's not a nice person.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I'm pretty sure. before I start spreading vicious rumors through Hollywood. but yeah, I think there's such well cast. And even the further Barbies include Dua Lipa, Issa Rae, Nicola from Derry Girls and Bridgerton, Sharon Rooney?
From, what, as in Wayne Rooney's wife?
No, Sharon Rooney from My Big Fat Diary or whatever it's called. Colleen Rooney as a Barbie.
She's just coming in.
And then Colleen Rooney is Barbie. Rebecca Vardy's the human person who tries to destroy Barbie. No, because why should they make a UK version of that Barbie cast and have the Barbies as like Katie Price, Molly May.
Yeah, Colleen Rooney, Rebecca Vardy, Gemma Collins.
Gemma Collins. Alison Hammond. That would be too good. A Hans Barbie. They also have, the Kens are great. They have Shooty Gatwa. They have Ryan Gosling, obviously, Simu Lee. Like, it's a crazy cast. And it looks good.
Yeah, it does. It does. It looks good. I haven't, it's, what I do like about it is, like, it was so, I feel like it was just, like, so secretive and no one really knew what it was about. Was it going to be a kids movie or was it going to be an adults movie? Now we know it's an adults movie. And then we saw, like, some of the sneak peeks of, Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie, like, on the street, and we were like, ooh, little teaser, looking cute, looking hot. And now we've got the posters out, which we will be posting on the Instagram, pop off Instagram, so please go and look, of some of the cast, which is so interesting.
I don't know, have you seen Dua Lipa's one?
No, I haven't seen it.
Basically, Dua Lipa is wearing, like, a wig, which is very much, like...
Is it blonde?
No, it's like a... Because she's like a mermaid Barbie.
Oh.
And it's very much, like, not plucked. Like, plopped straight on her head. And there was people being like, This is cheap. But, like, I think the idea is that it's supposed to be doll-like. Because someone also tweeted, like, if you've watched the trailer, then Barbie takes her foot out the heeled shoe and her foot's still, like as if it's in a heel. Like, it's still, like, on the ball of its foot. Yeah. Which is, like, very clever. Right? It's very genius. There's a real cinema. Fucking Oscars. And someone was like, this is a really missed opportunity for a tie-in designer collaboration of, like, they could have the Valentino pink pump. And everybody was like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is supposed to be a make-believe Barbie film. Yeah. By tying it into real-life things like real-life designers, it takes away from the whole element of the film. And the fact that she has to go, especially because in the film, she has to go to the normal world.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're trying to tie in, like, real design. Like, it's just not the right moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, people will find a reason to complain about anything. Like, I've already seen people being like, this trailer didn't excite me. This trailer wasn't even slightly funny. Like, we don't have to complain about... One thing about humans is they will find an issue with everything. They just can't have something be popular or fun. I used to be like that a lot. Like, if this was me 3 years ago, I probably would have quote tweeted that Barbie trailer being like, this isn't even that funny. Why don't get the hype? Yeah. But I've just learned, like, things don't have to be complained about.
I know. I just, if I find something annoying, I just,
keep it to myself.
Or go and complain at someone else. So this has kind of been coming up and down my feed, random things of a throuple. And now, like, these aren't really people that are, like, relevant in my life at all. But we do have David Hay and his throupleness.
Throupleness. Is it throuple?
Throuple. Sorry. It is throuple. I know it's throuple. Yeah. Wait, yeah, I know it's throuple because I've been in one. No, I haven't, by the way. He was in the throuple, and then, like, one of the girls, like...
Una Healy from The Saturdays.
Oh!
You didn't know that?
No!
One of the girls is a chick from The Saturdays.
You're joking.
Yes, the Irish one.
The ginger one?
Yes, that's her.
Is that her?
In the throuple, yes.
Oh, sorry, I'm even late to the party myself.
Yes, yeah, so
no.
She joined into that previous relationship. He already had a relationship with his personal trainer, or model, or whoever she was, and... Una joined in as a...
She was the hottest from Saturdays, though. Not the hottest, but she was, like, second.
I was always a Rochelle girl.
Yeah, after Rochelle.
Yeah. And I did love Frankie.
I always loved, like, the ginger... Because my mom's ginger. Like, yeah. I always loved the ginger ones.
Yeah. I feel like she had the most, like... I don't really know. Like, she had maybe the most model look out of them all.
Mm.
Like, the most, like, sort of, like... box standard pretty, but I think Rochelle's prettier.
Yeah. So we've got, like, Rochelle,
Frankie, Vanessa White, and Molly King, who's just had a baby.
Okay, so one's had a baby, one's on This Morning, and one's in a throuple. Okay, interesting.
Frankie was always my favorite because of the haircut.
Oh, is that the short, like, funny hair? Wait, so what's she doing now then?
I don't know. I think she posted me on her story the other day.
No way. That's actually so fun.
Because I wrote an article and there's a drag artist.
He writes.
There's a drag artist called Bailey J. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey J. Mills always, like, recreates, like, really quintessentially British sort of, like, stereotypes. And one of their characters is Frankie from The Saturdays.
Mm.
And Frankie from The Saturdays duetted Bailey on TikTok dressing up, doing that. What you doing Saturday? No, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, sick.
And so I was like, this is actually really funny. I didn't realize. But I was it was kind of like a backhanded compliment. I was like, I didn't realize Frankie from the Saturdays had this type of humor. And she was like, thanks, I guess, at Looking for Lewis. I was like, ooh. Oh. I was like, let me not repost that because that's kind of embarrassing. Anyway, this isn't about Frankie. This is about Una. Carry on.
So I'm not really someone that really knows anything about thruples or like how it would ever work in just a normal world. But Una actually left because the David Hay and the girlfriend went away on holiday. She got jealous. So then she split up. Now we have someone else joining the thruple, which is his personal trainer. I don't really understand how
you can get jealous.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I do understand how you could get jealous, because if it's a thruple, do you have to do everything together?
So I, for some reason, I landed on, for a while, like maybe a year back, I landed on polyamorous TikTok for ages, and I was learning so much information, and that you're not technically, every thruple slash every like polyamorous relationship is different, and you have to sort of set boundaries from the start and the get-go. Maybe they rushed into it and they didn't set the boundaries, yeah. So like they thought that she was sort of an add-on because they were a prior relationship, but in her mind they were all very much a solid three. It's one of those things which I imagine you have to sort of sit down and write a little rule book.
Yeah, did they just join because they thought it was hot? Because that would be a reason to why I'd be in a thruple.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's sort of the, like, you must join for sexual attraction wise. Because
yeah,
why else would you?
Yeah.
I mean, why else would you get in any sort of relationship, even like a monogamous one? It's based off sexual attraction.
No, they just thought it was like a look though. Like this is something that is like...
I don't know. I feel... I mean, I don't know the backstory. God bless them, but...
You sound like my godmum.
I feel like they probably were just like, we all fancy each other. We're all hot. Let's try all dating.
Fair enough.
Would you ever be in a thruple? Or would you be too jealous to be in a thruple?
No, I would, because I'm someone...
You would?
Yeah, I want to do everything in life.
So you would do
not
it...
Not like literally everything.
You would do it to tick off rather than actually...
No, like, not like in a, like a bad way, because I know like there will be some thruple warriors out there that will just be like, oh my God, like this is not something to joke about. But no, but like, yeah, like if I just saw like a situation where obviously I've got a boyfriend, so I don't really think it's going to happen. But say like in another world, like if there was a situation where I had the opportunity to and I was like, oh, like I'm attracted to both of you, then maybe. I don't put anything past me.
That's what I mean.
One thing about me,
I would never say I would not do that because,
yeah,
bitch, I was a different person 6 months ago.
Right.
I wouldn't do stuff 6 months ago that I would do now.
I literally thought I was going to be with a girl. And I've got a boyfriend.
Would you add a third one into your current relationship, though?
Hell fucking no.
Would you ever have an...
Would you?
I would never have a thruple because I think my jealousy would be too bad in a thruple-ness, because it's like, that's more than sexual attraction. That's, you're having love for someone else to the same level as me.
Yeah.
Whereas you should only love me. I would be partial to an open relationship in a relationship I'd been in for multiple years.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I like to the point where it's like, I still have like such a high love for you and I still have, would want to do life with you forever and ever. But like the sexual drive may not be as high as it was back then.
For sure.
And then at that point I would maybe not consider as in like, at that point I'm going to do it. But like, if it ever came to that point, I wouldn't be necessarily opposed to it. And it's fun. 6 months ago, I'd be like, oh, fuck no, I would never, I'm too much of a jealous person. But the more that like, I sort of, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, you see how many people cheat anyway when it's older. It's better to be not open about it. Like, I'm going to go cheat now, but like be mature about it and be like, if you have those feelings, maybe it's something that we should discuss.
Explore. Yeah, for sure. No, I totally agree with that. I don't really think like humans are like programmed to actually be together. Well, not, well, some are, because like some just can, but I don't think anyone should like limit themselves to only ever wanting to be with one person. Not that I want to be with someone else, but like, obviously,
it's not
like
out of our realm.
Yeah, I just don't think like it's like discussions to have like in the future, like when I'm 50.
Yeah, it's such like a, if for me personally, if I was to ever delve into the open relationship start, I feel like it would be like when I'm like 40.
Yeah.
Especially like because I am in the LGBTQIA plus community, it's not so much like, it's not a, like a heterosexual relationship where it's like, realistically, like end of our 20s, start of our 30s, we're going to have children. And then we're starting family. Like, I probably won't have kids by the age I'm 40.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm still going to be youthful and free.
Yeah, that's what's interesting about like, I think in relationships, like, the things, you have, like, different milestones, right? Mm. And, like, you have different things that, like, maybe excite the relationship more and yeah. stuff like that. But I can imagine for you, like, it must be a bit different where you... I don't know. Like, well, do you want to like move away and do this? And like,
no, blah, blah, blah. I've always said that even if I have children, I would want to be in London. Yes. But I think I actually don't know the legality and like the scientifics behind like things, because I personally would want to adopt. I wouldn't want a surrogate. I would rather adopt than have a surrogate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think when it comes to adoption, it's a lot hard. I think you have to be of a certain age, have a certain income, yeah. live in a certain household. Like it's like like when you go to adopt a dog from a... Because you know how a lot of people say adopt a dog, don't shop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's actually like the scientific or logical things behind it is a lot harder because if you go to adopt a dog, you have to live in a certain home. You need to have a certain garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so fucking hard.
Whereas if you want to buy a dog, like...
You just buy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's, again, like that with adoption. So it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think I could be like, I want to have kids by this age.
Yeah, because yeah, yeah, yeah. You just got to kind of go with the flow more. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, enough about us because we need to speak about some other people. And after the break, we'll be back to discuss KSI being cancelled and our thoughts on AI. We are being taken over, people. Watch out.
Are we going to have our jobs still?
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back to Pop Off. Now, we have something that is like... just so surprising in this day and age. But then for the person, for me, it's just like KSI using a racial slur, and he's been called out by a fuckload of people, obviously. And the Sidemen have since apologised, and so has he. And I don't know. I think the setup, there's just so many like aspects to this, like especially how they are as well. Like, this is like a multi-million pound, like, is it an, I would say it's even an organization, like,
yeah, company,
yeah, like the Sidemen, like they are raving.
It's not just them, there's editors, producers, set producers,
there is
management,
there's runners, there's probably interns there, yeah, from literally. University, like this is not anything small, and
it's not like a YouTuber sat down in their bedroom doing a vlog and they've edited themselves and posted it. Like, there's a whole, like, it's like a TV show, basically.
And there's just a whole lot of enablers in there, basically. Enabling someone to use such a word. And I just think it's insane, like, to get through that many people. And just, like, I don't know, like, the setup of it all as well. It just, like, I feel like...
Yeah, for context, they were playing a game of Countdown. And KSI basically made a racial slur out of some of the letters. Mm-hmm. I think it's fucking ridiculous that first of all, you are far too old.
He's 30.
Yeah, you know that what that word means, because that's why you said it, because you thought it was going to get a reaction. It's not like you thought that that word was an innocent word, and oh, I'm just like, I'm sure that will be like you knew what you were doing picking those letters to say that word, and I'm convinced that the editors also knew what they were doing by putting those words together.
Yes,
in the
sure.
sort of like Countdown. So you know how Countdown works. There's like all those letters at the top. They knew what they were doing, putting them all so close together so that the audience could pick up on what he was nodding to.
Yeah.
And it's not, because people will always say this thing about influencers and cancel culture and being like, oh my God, like we shouldn't have cancel culture and all this stuff. But there's a difference between someone making a genuine mistake, like, I'm trying to think of an example, but like saying that's so gay 10 years ago on Twitter, and someone in 2023 purposely using a racial slur for a reaction. Like, those are two different circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I can, and like, at some point, like, cancel culture does need to be a thing to the, like, you need to be held accountable for something at a grown age on such a platform, knowing exactly what you're doing. Like, there's literally actually no excuse for that at that point.
No, for sure. And I just think, like, someone like him, I just think it's just, you just have this complex about yourself where you just think you're actually untouchable. And I think that, like, I don't know if he was trying to start a new trend of like making it okay to say things like this, or like what he's trying to do, but I don't know, like, it's just now, like, I've seen that he's gone to like a mosque in like Bradford and stuff, and like just, I don't know if he's being educated about whatnot, but I just think like it's just like there's, he knew what he was doing. I don't like, and I think as well, it's interesting how obviously Jake Paul made a tweet saying like, oh, I'm going to beat your ass in this like fight that we got coming up. So a lot of me thinks like, is it like a bit of promotion towards the fight? Mm. And like also using like racial tension to like promote a fight and money, make money as well, is just insane. So the, Jake Paul needs to shut the fuck up, because he is in himself is just he's an awful human being. Like, he, have you seen, do you remember that thing in like Japan that he posted?
No, that was his brother Logan. Also, I mean, leaked Molly May's pregnancy.
See,
and
yeah,
has been done over numerous like pieces, like being just even like disrespectful to neighbours and that whole, it's that breed of people who, like, primarily demographic fan base are like very impressionable young teenage or like even children, straight males.
Yeah.
And they think that that sort of humor is hilarious because like being a slightly bit controversial is so funny.
Yeah.
And KSI probably said that thinking that that was, that group of people were going to find it hilarious and not that that was going to get out of that situation. But it's just,
how dumb have you got to be? Yeah. Though? Like, that's the thing as well. I think, like, he thought that his fan base was, like, big enough for them to be, like, these bunch of, like, little 14-year-old boys who are going to be like, oh, my God, like, no, leave him alone. Like, we find it funny. It's all going to be okay. Like, no, the general public do not find that fucking funny. You do not make up the general public. Because I don't know one KSI fan.
I don't get it. I also don't get it how, like, they all agreed. Like, even, like, all the other people who were, like, other members of the Sidemen, how did no one watch that back and be like, guys, are we sure we shouldn't take that out?
And then everyone out there like laughing as well.
I think it's ridiculous. I don't really know what he can do at this point, because it's like, what you can say sorry, but even if he says, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean, you did mean it.
Yeah.
It's not like, and you can't say, oh my God, I've grown from the situation. It was 2 days ago and you have a history of like being misogynistic and all these other like bigoted things. It's like, I don't, it's just to the point where it's like, you just got to take it.
Do you know what as well? Like, now I'm thinking, like, if you think about it, everyone that disagrees and is like, oh, fuck Simon and fuck KSI. Like, for example, me and you, we don't give a fuck about them anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, we actually don't really give a fuck about them. So for him, he's not losing really anyone, like, realistically.
Which is probably why he did it.
Did it, yeah.
Because he knew.
Hopefully, like, this is the thing. Like, it's more to do with, like, money now. Mm. Like, where, like, our brand's going to start working with him. Like, but then now he has Prime and stuff, which is his own thing. So, yeah. Do you know what? He probably done it because he actually is untouchable.
And he knew it was going to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting to use like things like that to just get a reaction. So yeah, big fuck you to KSI. That's all I've got to say on that. So this week on Twitter, a picture of the Pope went viral. Fun little side fact for you, I sang for the Pope when I was 13.
You sang? Ew. Yuck. Wait, were you like a choir boy then?
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
Anyway, a picture of the Pope went viral, dressed in like a puffer jacket and stuff. And everybody was like, ooh, like, since when did the Pope get so drippy? And I believed it.
Wait, is this the same Pope that you sang for?
No, that one died.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was like, I can't believe that he is wearing this in public because he's a Pope. I fell for it because why would I question it? I'm being told, I'm seeing actual physical evidence of this man wearing this. Why would I then be like, wait a minute, this isn't real? So I believed it.
I think it depends what like side of social media you're on. Mm. Like, I was on the side of like, oh my God, like AI is so crazy. Like, I honestly think AI is taking over the world, guys. Like, I honestly think We are doomed.
And for context, then that picture I found out quite quickly after that it was actually AI edited and it wasn't a real picture.
Oh shit, did I just give it away?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Oh, sorry.
But Isla is an AI genius.
I'm actually not.
She's actually a woman in STEM.
I'm a woman in STEM, guys. Like, I'm a 24-year-old woman in STEM and black, half black. Anyways, I just couldn't believe that... like with the stuff that's going on with AI, like there's so many points about this. We have things like ChatGPT, which is basically like this platform where you can, it got like over a million users in one day. And you can basically say, oh, I want to write a letter to my solicitor about X, Y, and Z. I want you to say that I want to claim 40 grand from here and da, 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 da. And it will write the whole letter for you. Like basically people won't be having to use their brains anymore.
I want that. I don't mind that part of it. Like,
do you know what?
Hold on a minute.
I know. My manager told me about it and I was like, why the fuck would you tell me?
Why are we complaining about this? Like,
I know. But at the same time, it's crazy because you're actually taking away people's jobs. And you're also taking away your own brain. Like, even for me, I don't know about you. I can't spell anymore because of
spell check. Do you know how lit it would have been if I had that at uni?
Oh my gosh.
They're so surely going to have to develop like a new technology on top of that to detect AI.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Otherwise, bitch, I would have... that dissertation would have been done in a day.
I know, for sure. I would have done it the day before. Well, actually, I kind of did. But anyway. it's been used there. We've got in fashion as well. We have... like, so for example, Shein is one of the main users of AI. It's like $100 billion company, which is like it's a disgusting company, all right, but I won't get into why. But they basically produce they have this, like, it scans like social media and stuff and like looks for trends, and then just instead of having someone do it, they have AI to do it for them. And like in one year they produced over 350,000 new styles in one year. And for context, the one below that is Boohoo Group, which only produced 18,000.
That is ridiculous, how ridiculous Boohoo is. We have like, I feel like AI is like...
And that's not Boohoo.com, that's the Boohoo Group,
including
by the way.
PLT, Boohoo Man.
Yeah.
But for context, like, not for context, I feel like we have a grasp on... the Boohoo side of things, but like our brains actually aren't big enough to grasp the whole AI thing.
Uh-uh.
So we can comprehend how big the Boohoo Group thing is because we're seeing it like with our own eyes. But because we don't understand AI, we actually can't like get it. I feel like if we understood the technology behind AI, we would find that even more crazy than we do.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, I think it's things like there's a lot of brands and things that are using it and that we don't really know about yet that are just like, it's more to do with like maybe data and data analysis and all of that stuff, but it is things that is like growing crazy. I know that Levi's, for example, because I saw this on D-Bar, thank you for posting all these Instagram stories, D-Bar posted like Levi's is using AI generated models now, so instead of paying people that may be from like Eastern Africa and plus size, they will make one instead. And it's just again taking away people's jobs. And also like it's just like trying to be inclusive for the sake of like being inclusive, I find, in a way, but not really trying, because if you wanted actual real personality and you wanted real people, then you would just pay the people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like that token inclusivity that we spoke about in the last episode.
Yeah.
But I think, because when you told me about the Shein using trans, I think surely like people like PLT must be using it as well.
Yeah.
Because at the start of Love Island, Maya Jama wore a dress into the villa. And literally within 24 hours, that dress was on the PLT new in section. And let me tell you, Maya Jama was not wearing Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah.
Like that girl's budget is not in PLT's budget. Mm-hmm. So I think that they must be using that as well. Because I watched, did you ever watch, it was on Channel 4 originally, but it's on Netflix now, the Inside Misguided documentary.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
but
my
I
God.
Know you said it was jokes, innit?
It is so, first of all, it's the most ridiculous show ever.
Yeah, because she was literally live there, like saying, yeah, we just steal from like small designers and stuff.
But yeah, they would go in and screenshot, like, and this is how bad it was like 5 years ago. So imagine if they had their hands on this technology now, because 5 years ago, they would go and screenshot Kim K's dress, be like, this is what we want, send it to some factory in like another country, and then it would land into their office in a week later.
Yeah.
Imagine if they now had AI to like track on that as well.
It's insane. It's honestly insane. But at the same time, I think it's very important to see how like fashion isn't like, things aren't as original, like having your own style, stuff like that. Like, yeah. Everything is just like being created by things that aren't even real. Like, it's not personality based anymore. It's not like thought based. It's literally just a fucking computer going around checking what is most popular, what people are wearing the most, and then coming and getting it.
Yeah, there's no sort of like original design.
No, no,
like...
originality, no independence, no brain, no thought, just a computer TikToking and tacking.
I don't know. I mean, I can't fully comprehend it because my brain isn't big enough for it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I won't fully understand it until its effects are too far gone.
Yeah, this is a thing because we don't know the effects, and I think everything that we thought was like everything that we thought would that could be like, so for example, like working in an office, like having that job, it's like, oh my god, I wish I had a computer to like do that job for me. Like, literally there's a computer now to do that job for you, you know. Luckily I don't work in an office, and hopefully no one can ever, oh, that was what I was going to say as well, because I was about to say, oh, hopefully no one could ever, like, you know, AI our voices. Well,
oh yeah,
actually, see, our jobs could actually be taken away. I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was this guy basically speaking about, hopefully we can, like, get it posted or whatever, but he was basically talking, and he literally had Kanye West's voice because they used AI to produce his voice, and then he like made Kanye West like sing Day and Night by Kid Cudi. He also like wrote his own like rap song and then used AI to like make it sound like Kanye West. And it sounds obviously like it does sound a little bit computer generated, a tad bit, but if he was to polish it,
yeah,
you would not be able to tell me that's not fucking Kanye West.
No, because I didn't realize how accessible it is to people, because I went to go see Flo, who are a girl band, in concert last week, and they were so fucking good. But ever since then, like Twitter has a new algorithm where it just shows you, it's more like a few pagey rather than you follow. And ever since then, because I was like searching them up and stuff, I just keep getting all this like stuff from Flo fan accounts. And the Flo fan accounts are making, I've seen an Ariana Grande one, a SZA one, and a Dua Lipa one singing their song Cardboard Box.
Oh my God.
And they sound so real. The only one that I was a bit like, that's still kind of sounds the same as Ariana Grande, but the SZA and Dua Lipa one sounded identical. And I'm like, if some literal fan account who's probably like 16 years old can make this, then what the hell can actual like trained scientists be making?
Exactly. You guys, we don't know the depths of this.
We've got to watch out, guys. Stay tuned for more developments from us. We're in our scientific era.
From our tech era.
Thank you very much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. As always, you can find Isla at...
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow all the Pop Off accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear thoughts on everything we discussed today, so drop us a DM and a comment.
And you can tweet us using the hashtag Pop Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe, rate the show 5 stars or you'll get 5 years bad luck. And the production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. We will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Adios.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.